It's time for the Pigskin Report, a weekly look at Texarkana High School football, brought to you by Investment Housing and Texarkana Game Day. Coming up, interviews with coaches, a recap of what happened last week, along with the matchups tonight and predictions. Now with the Pigskin Report, here's your host, John Williams.
And good evening. Welcome to this week's edition of the Pigskin Report on 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com, brought to you by Investment Housing and Texarkana Game Day. I'm John Williams, and joining me from Texarkana Game Day, Morgan Smith. Morgan, great to have you in on another exciting Friday evening of high school football.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. Before we look into the big matchups from this week, kind of look back and see what happened last week on the field. Now, we already covered Texas High because they played on Thursday, so we're not going to go back into that again. But Liberty ILO obviously had a bye week, so they were off, so nothing to talk about there. Now, Arkansas High played a thriller at home. Unfortunately, Hot Springs Lakeside won that game, and I was there, and it came down to a missed extra point.
It's funny how that happens.
I mean, just the you can have a great game all back and forth, and then it comes down to a missed extra point. And it wasn't not trying to put any fault in anybody. You can't blame it on the kicker. It was one of those situations where it was just a high snap. They'd been kind of having high snaps on the extra points all night long, and I'd been kind of concerned, like, it's going to get them in a minute. And that one was a little high, and the timing was off, and so the extra point was no good. That was with about 5 minutes to play in the game, and Arkansas High took a six-point lead over Lakeside, and I turned to my daughter, who is a spotter for me on the PA that I do over there, and I said, that may come back to haunt them, and sure enough, it did. As Hot Springs put on a good drive, got down the field, and made their extra point. But, I mean, it was a great back-and-forth game. Both sides fought to the very end. Arkansas High actually had a chance to pull out a victory there towards the end. They had the ball at midfield with a couple of minutes to go, and they misconnected on a fourth-down pass that could have went for a touchdown. So it was that good of a game. I mean, it was exciting. Once again, Braylon Bishop had a good night. Torrey Blair had a good night. Overall, the defense had a good night. It was just an extra point.
Yeah. And that's what keeps coaches up at night.
I can imagine.
You know, sure, Coach Norton didn't sleep all weekend knowing him.
Yeah.
That's one guy that hates to lose.
Yeah, he hates to lose. And it was an important game for them. But, hey, we'll talk about an even more important game for them in the second half of the program. But you know, entertainment-wise, it was homecoming for the Razorbacks. It was a great night. It just didn't turn out the way they wanted it to. As far as Pleasant Grove is concerned, they went down and just hammered Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you know, we were at Hook's New Boston, but kind of the word I was getting from our insider was that game was over 6 minutes into the football game.
Right.
They played the starters still around halftime, and that was it.
Yeah, Ben Harmon rolled up, I think it was almost 200 yards passing. And, you know, they're basically a running team most of the time. But when you hear that Pleasant Grove had 200 yards passing and then almost 450 yards total offense, you know that they're going to have a good night.
Oh, yeah. You know, Sergio was Game Day's offensive MVP last week. I think he had like 111 receiving, two touchdowns. And, I mean, on paper, it looked like everything worked for him.
Yeah, and I did not an over-the-phone interview, but I do an interview back and forth with Coach Gibson each week to put up a story online about them, and he was saying that a lot of different kids got touches on the passes. You know, Ben Harmon lost his go-to guy when Jackson Cobb went down with that season-ending knee injury. That was his go-to guy. Now, he was hitting other people, but when he needed it, big play, Jackson Cobb was his go-to guy, and he lost him. And I think they've been struggling a little bit to find the right go-to guy. And I don't know if they found the go-to guy, but they were kind of like catch by committee last week. I mean, half a dozen people caught passes, including Landon Jackson
was catching
from tight end.
Well, Sergio is the go-to guy in that wing tee. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I never really actually got to see Jackson play because he got hurt so early in the season. I didn't see him last year. But, I mean, Sergio's a one receiver. Yeah. You know, you may walk in the building and not be able to point him out, but trust, when he gets on the football field, you do not want to be covering that guy.
Right.
You know, especially with how that wing tee opens up so much just surface area for him to get open because there's just nobody back there guarding him. There's just one-on-one coverage. He's very difficult to guard. Right.
And obviously, Bruce Garrett and crew had another good night running, and the defense was outstanding again, obviously with a 49-19 victory. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk to Jackson Cobb tonight. He's not going to be back for football, but he is going to be back for baseball. I saw him walking on the field last night over at Pleasant Grove. I went to a middle school game, and he looked like he was walking pretty good. He had the brace off, mm-hmm. and he looked like he was walking pretty good. So I think he's making excellent recovery and probably will be ready for baseball. And maybe we'll get a chance to ask him that. But when we come back, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll look at the exciting action that's coming up tonight. You're listening to the Pigskin Report on 103.9, 98.5, and MyPigRadio.com.
Do you love Texarkana sports? Visit Texarkana Game Day on Facebook and stay up to date with all the latest on football, baseball, basketball, volleyball, and much more. Texarkana Game Day is a video production of TXK Marketing Agency put together for our community. Catch interviews with coaches and players, as well as live broadcast of Texarkana games on Friday. Check out Texarkana Game Day on Facebook and join the excitement and community of our local sports scene now. This summer has been smoking, so Investment Housing is giving away a free Pit Boss smoker with every new home sale. Since 1981, Investment Housing has been giving Texarkana affordable options for buying quality homes. Always dreamed of owning your own house? Investment Housing can make your dream a reality. Stop by today to see their wide selection of in-stock models, 4401 South Lake Drive in Texarkana, or check them out online at investmenthousing.net.
Welcome back to the Pigskin Report, brought to you by Investment Housing and Texarkana Game Day. I'm John Williams, alongside from Texarkana Game Day, Morgan Smith. And Morgan, let's look at tonight's action. First of all, let's talk about Liberty Ilo. They are going on the road, and they had a bye last week, so this will actually be their first district game against Longview Spring Hill. And Liberty Ilo's kind of got at least one hand tied behind their back before they even start because of unfortunately, they've got all those suspensions from that fight that erupted when they played La Vega a couple of weeks ago, and there's going to be a lot of young people playing tonight, a lot of people that don't have a lot of experience, and it's just something that Coach King is going to have to deal with.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this about me. I graduated from Spring Hill.
Did you really?
And their freaking head coach, when I was in high school, was a guy that knocked us out of the playoffs all 3 years I was there. And I just cannot believe they hired him. But he was one heck of a football player, and I can't vouch for him as a football coach, but looking, they're I don't know if they figured out how to win yet.
Uh-huh.
They're a really good football team. I mean, they played Gilmer close. They're playing everybody close. And they won a big game against a top-ranked 3A team, I believe. Coach King is, you know, he's in a weird situation for a head coach tonight. Right. I mean, you know, this season is about the future. He's going to get to see kind of what he has, how they do against you know, some older players.
Right.
Some seasoned opponents. So, I mean, it's not all bad for him. I mean, he's gonna get to see his future. Mm-hmm. He's going to get, you know, they're going to get experience at a varsity level. So maybe next year when they step out there, it's not the first time. They still do have a really great running back that's not suspended. And I would love to see them get the, you know, if they win, they're in the playoffs, yeah. You know. And this was one game I had them winning.
Right.
And then also had them beating Pittsburgh. So, you know, everybody's like, well, you know, I had them as that they could be a one-win team getting in the playoffs and be a really good bottom seed.
But, oh, sure.
You know, I want them to win tonight. I don't think they can.
It'll be tough with having to play so many younger players. Yeah. I mean, anything's possible, and we're certainly not saying they can't be done. They're going to give it their 110% effort.
Well,
I'll
tell you what I do like to see. I like to see that a coach made a decision for his program that's best for his program, and it's not all about winning.
All right.
And, you know, in my opinion, you know, he made the right decision, you know, and it may be an unpopular one with some people, not unpopular with me. I support Coach King and whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's his program. We've met him, and we see in him the fact that he is going to be a great leader for that program, and that he cares about the kids, he cares about the program, and you got to go with his judgment on it, and I think he's making the right judgment on what he did as far as the suspensions are concerned. And, you know, we're not going to get into all the talk about the fights and everything. I just think that it was a two-way street on that, You get your teammate getting beat up or whatever. You're gonna get in there and protect your teammate. and whatever, however you want to look at it, Liberty Isle is going to be okay, and they're going to be improving as the weeks go along, and it's going to be okay out there. Let's move on to Texas High. Now, they've hit a rough patch there where they've been playing some very, very tough district opponents. They get to play at home tonight against mm-hmm. Sherman, and I understand that they're getting their regular quarterback back tonight is what I've heard.
I don't know that to be a fact, but I'm not saying it's not true. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. I hadn't talked to Coach Stanford about that. Mm-hmm. I just assumed the other quarterback was playing.
Right.
But this is a win-get-in kind of game. Sherman is a team they can beat. You look at some of the scores on like opponents, they're all kind of similar. And, you know, we've talked about how Texas size defense is so good,
right.
You know, but they've been giving up a lot of points.
Well, they've been playing a lot of very talented, loaded.
Yeah, and it's going to be – I think it'll be nice for them to play somebody like the Sherman team.
Yeah, and I look for that running back to have a good night for Cooper to have a good night
Cooper's
for Texas
gonna have
High.
A good night every night.
he shows up on the field.
Yeah.
Even when they've lost, he's been racking up the yards.
Yeah, and I think Kobe Webster will probably be excited to have the ball, you know, thrown in more catchable places, further down the field for him. It's amazing. I mean, you usually talk about a D1 receiver. That guy's just does with whatever he can. You know, if they're having to throw him little out routes just because that's what's available at the quarterback they feel comfortable that he can throw, he's still finding a way to get to the end zone. I mean, he is if Tracy Cooper gets working, look for Kobe Webster to have a really big night.
All right. So we really think that Texas High will kind of right the ship, as they say tonight, and get a win there at home. And that will help them in their possible playoff endeavors. But that is a rough district they play in, no doubt about it. That switch, I think, was made last year where they changed the alignments up. And that's a tough draw for them. They've got a lot of hefty opponents, similar to the fact that Pleasant Grove has a lot of hefty opponents. But Pleasant Grove, of course, is loaded with seniors, loaded with talent. Tonight, they're taking on Gilmer. Mm-hmm. The last three or four years since Gibson has been there, it's pretty much been the winner of the Gilmer-Pleasant Grove game is probably going to be your district champion more than likely.
Oh, yeah, they're playing for district championship tonight. You know, Gilmer is a really, really, really good team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they played Carthage closer than Pleasant Grove did.
Right.
But if you were at the Pleasant Grove game, you know, you can't really say. And plus, Coach Surratt told me, they played the worst football game they could have played against Gilmer.
Right.
But, I mean, it's going to kind of be exciting to see. It, you know, it doesn't have that Carthage feel to it, but I think this is a game everybody expects PG to win. There's not that unknown there. But Gilmer's a great football team. It's going to be a really good football game.
Yeah, I could be wrong. I think this is going to be one of those that goes down to the last minute, and whoever has the ball, because Gilmer and Pleasant Grove are going to play close games. They've been, even when Pleasant Grove was not that as good as they are now when Gibson first got there,
mm-hmm.
they played close games. Gilmer usually pulled it out at the end or whatever because they kind of had that over Pleasant Grove until Pleasant Grove beat them 2 years ago and changed the way it went. But they're going to have a close game, I think.
You know, Gilmer, for the first time in a while, they have a really good defense.
Mm-hmm.
A really good defense. Most of their athletes are on defense. They have a good offense as well, but they're just not as explosive as we're used to. They have some guys that can get up top too and throw the ball deep, and we saw, you know, that was a soft spot during the Carthage game for Pleasant Grove.
Right.
That's really kind of, you know, what was the difference in that football game. I just don't see that being as big of a difference tonight. I think it's close at halftime. Mm-hmm. Third quarter, you're doubting Gilmer can come back, and fourth quarter, it's over.
I think you may be right. I hope you're right. And to me, and you can tell me if you think I'm wrong, but you know, Pleasant Grove's got a great defense. They got Landon Jackson. I love Landon Jackson. They got Bruce Garrett. I love Bruce Garrett. They got a lot of weapons. But to me, Pleasant Grove goes right now as Ben Harmon goes. And if Ben Harmon is on with his passes and his receivers are, if Ben Harmon's on, Pleasant Grove wins.
I mean, that's every week. That's one guy you don't want to lose.
Right.
They'll have Nick Martin back tonight.
That's right. They're getting Jamie Lewis.
Yeah.
Back
yeah. Too. So it'll kind of be exciting for them. But, you know, back on Ben Harmon, that is just one guy you do not want to lose on your football team.
Because he's all heart. He's a gamer.
Yeah. Well, he's a winner.
Winner.
I mean, more than anything else, I mean, you know, when you talk about this senior class at Pleasant Grove, mm-hmm. I mean, they are winners. Most of their times in varsity, I think they've lost four football games now.
My son played on that team the year that they went undefeated, and he had a knee injury, and so he gave up football and just concentrates on baseball now. From the seventh grade on, we were watching Ben Harmon and Bruce Garrett and all those guys that are on that team that are seniors now. They were one play away from being undefeated in seventh grade. I don't think they lost a game in eighth grade. If they did, I don't remember it. And then he moved up to the varsity team. Whatever. That whole group, led by Ben Harmon, are just plain winners.
Yeah.
From seventh grade on.
Yeah. It's going to be kind of sad to see them go.
Yeah, it is going to be very sad.
You know, but I'll tell you one thing. They're going to have a stout defense next year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
They're still leaving some stuff on the yeah. plate, for sure. One more game to talk about. Arkansas High at Little Rock. McClellan tonight. Since the loss to Lakeside last week, this is a huge game for Arkansas High. It was going to be big anyway because McClellan, Arkansas High, and Camden Fairview were kind of seen as the favorites going into the season, and nothing's really changed. It's kind of a scrum, kind of a mess in that conference now because everybody's got a loss. But this is a huge one for Arkansas High. If they win tonight, win next week against Hot Springs, they're going to be in a good position to take the number one seed, and that means more home playoff games. If they lose tonight, then they're going to have to pretty much win out to get at least a second seed, and that gives you some home games too. But it's critical for Arkansas High tonight to go on the road to McClellan and win that game so they can have maybe home seeds in the playoff.
Coach Norton, he's going to have everything he has in him out there. And I saw him last week before that game, and we happened to be at the same place, and, man, you could just see it. You know, that guy is as intense as it gets. You know, he's a great football coach. What do we know about all great football coaches? They hate losing, and he probably went home and was just like, I can't believe
we lost that
game. We lost on a snap.
Snap, yeah.
You know what I mean? He'll have it all right. I mean, I just can't think of a scenario where he's not going to have his team ready to play.
Well, Braylon Bishop continues to improve each week, and we talked about the fact that he was going to do that, being the young star, the baseball player, not used to being quarterback, used to being throwing pitches, that the more comfortable he got, the better he was going to get. And I saw it last week, and it's been coming on. I think he will continue to improve as each week goes along. They've got two good running backs. They've got a defense that can get takeaways. I think, like you said, Coach Norton probably went home and was like, "Urgh!" And I just feel like they're going to find a way to go to Little Rock McClellan tonight and get that victory they need.
Man, I hope they do. I want to see that team do really well. I wasn't aware till right now they had home playoff games in Arkansas.
Yes, they
I thought
do.
It was just a neutral
no,
site.
No, it is home. It is seated, and if you're the number one seed, if you win your conference, you could potentially play all your playoff games at home until the championship game. So it is an extremely important.
Yeah, I would say
to try to win that game and win the conference and get to play at home. You don't want to go on the road. I used to take road trips with. One year we went up to Blytheville, Arkansas, and you know where that's at. That's up in near Missouri.
I have no idea where that's at.
Yeah, it's in northeastern corner of Arkansas, as far as you can get in just about. And you don't want to do that. So yeah, it's very important to win. I think they'll find a way to win tonight. So. We encourage everyone to get out and support your favorite team, your favorite local team, all the area teams, and good luck to those teams. Thanks, Morgan, for coming in and joining us.
Before we go, I want to give a shout-out to Hooks, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the hospitality last week, man. It was,
you did Hooks in Boston, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. it was a big deal, and they showed us a lot of love out there.
All right, well, good, and they're playing well.
Yeah.
Playing well. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week's edition. Join us again next Friday afternoon and Friday evening around 5:40 for more Pigskin Report brought to you by Investment Housing and Texarkana Game Day. And for Morgan Smith, I'm John Williams on The Pig.
You've been listening to The Pigskin Report, a weekly look at Texarkana High School football with John Williams. Join us again next Friday at this same time for The Pigskin Report. Good luck to all the area high school teams, and get out and support your favorite team tonight.